Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, November the 15th, 2017. Hope all is well. We have a really cool show and a really cool day planned for you today. We are at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, where we're going to be from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 7. And you say, goodness gracious, A, it's not Friday. It's not College Football Friday. You are correct. It is not College Football Friday. Instead, we're here for a really cool cause, and I think cool in at so many different levels. But a few weeks ago, we had, or actually back in October, on October 3rd, we had a very unfortunate accident with a local young man, Clary Miles, a Clemson native and a Daniel High School graduate, a freshman in Clemson in engineering. Young man that so many people have come across him and his family throughout all kinds of sports and civic groups and church groups and everything over the last few years very early so far in his life. And on October the 3rd, he had a car accident off Perimeter Road. His car went down the 100-foot embankment towards the moat surrounding the football practice fields. I remember the day that it happened and how it happened, and was just concerned for whoever it was. We found out that it was Clary Miles. The team had just finished practice, and the trainers and coaches rushed over to help and wanted waded across the ways and helped pull Clary from the car while prayers prayed for him. He was taken to Greenville Memorial Hospital, in the hospital for a week, and had several breaks in his pelvis and a lot of complicated internal injury issues. He's been at home now for a few weeks. He's recovering, but they won't be able to perform surgery on the internal complications at Duke for another 2 to 5 more months as other things kind of clear up. As you could well imagine, there are extremely high medical costs, ambulance and ER and week-long hospital stays and x-rays and scans and surgical procedures in the hospital and medications and physical therapy appointments. It's a long road, the looming internal surgery at Duke, and there's a long recovery to that as well. So there is a ton of things that that are coming up already and that will be coming up in the future. So today we are at 1061 Tiger Boulevard here in Clemson at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. So we want you to come by, and all his friends and all his family want you to come by here and join us as well. A portion of the proceeds here at Chick-fil-A all day long will go to the Miles' family and the Clary's medical bills. And if you can make it to Chick-fil-A, we'd love for you to come. If you cannot make it and you're listening to us, you can go online to the website of You Caring, that's YOU, youcaring.com/Clary, and it's spelled C-L-A-R-Y, youcaring.com/Clary. So stop by and go to that website. If you can't make it in, we'd love to see your face. We've got t-shirts, got a lot to do all day long, and you know, we do We do a lot of things at WCCP, but boy, helping out when we're, when opportunity presents itself is one of the things that we really take a lot of pride in. It is going to be a great show. We will continue talking because it is a great time of year. We're going to continue talking all day long about the sports world, but we do want to come by. We always love seeing you at all of our remotes. I'm going to be here on Friday, College Football Friday. I want to see you then too, but especially today as I'll be here. You'll see even better William Quackenbush, who is who's related to Clary and Kelly Gramlett. And then you get Ben Milstead first and Brad Sinketh, and then Quark and Kelly and Walt will be here. So it's going to be here all day long. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really cool day here at Chick-fil-A. In the process, we're going to talk a lot about what happened we saw last night in the college football rankings. I was on the phone when they came out, not on purpose. They were delayed so much because of the college basketball game in which Duke beat Michigan State in Chicago in the first game of two, where number one versus number two, as Duke won 88-81. Then the college football rankings come out, and Alabama is one. And what, as I was on the phone talking to a friend, I said, "Hey, don't be surprised if any of these four teams are number one." I wouldn't have been shocked if any were number one. I said, "But I think Alabama's going to be one." And then when they put them up, and I said, "Watch, Clemson's going to be number two." He goes, "No, yeah, Clemson's number two." Yeah, well, as it turned out, we were right. Clemson two, Miami three. Oklahoma up to four, and Wisconsin five. I thought that, well, on yesterday's show, on Monday's show, we told you Auburn would be ahead of Georgia. Head-to-head is very important for these folks. So Auburn was sixth, Georgia seven, Notre Dame eight, Ohio State nine. Those are about the teams that they have some sort of chance coming in. The Clemson and Auburn game, the Clemson and Miami game coming up is not going to be a who's two and who's three. That's not all that important at this point in time because they'll play each other. But I thought it was pretty interesting to see the Tigers come out number two. Your thoughts on that coming up. We found out yesterday, according to Paul Strelo, who we'll have on the show tomorrow, Zion Williamson now not expected to sign early. That's not a shock after we laid it out yesterday. Hey, man, the guy, he didn't have anything set up. There's nothing really set up as far as press conferences and all. So today's the last day for the early signing period for college basketball. And it appears right now, according to Paul Strelo and his sources, that Zion Williamson will not sign with Clemson or Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina or South Carolina or Kansas, that he's going to wait now. And looks like he's going to sign in the spring. So that will go on a little bit more. We have we had the Dabo Swinney press conference yesterday in which he updated us on injuries. We'll tell you what he said about Marcus Edmond, about Ryan Carter and Mark Fields and Dexter Lawrence. We'll tell you all about that. We found out yesterday's show, we talked an awful lot about which juniors will be graduating and maybe participating in the senior day. We went over a bunch of different names, eight different names maybe, but one we didn't mention was mentioned by Dabo yesterday, that Taylor Hearn will participate. And there's a chance that he might come back and or not come back, might try to graduate, maybe try his hand a little earlier there. We also found out yesterday that Clemson and Miami, 8 o'clock, ABC. So going to be really, really cool to see that. The ticket situation really is I've never seen anything like the ACC championship ticket situation. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. The Tigers, by the way, the line now, 5-point favorite as far as that goes. I told you earlier that Duke and Michigan State played number one versus number two. Duke won 88-81 in college basketball last night. In case you did not see it, like I did not see it, Kansas beat Kentucky 65-61. And then finally today, besides talking all the college football stuff, we're going to talk about the official visits happening in Clemson this weekend, where they've got a ton of four- and five-star prospects coming on official visits, including all of the current commitments. So we'll tell you about that as well. So a busy day, a day at Chick-fil-A, a rare Wednesday at Chick-fil-A. We're here all day long for Clary Miles. And again, the website, in case you don't come by, youcaring.com/Clary, and that's youcaring.com/Clary, and you can spell Clary, C-L-A-R-Y. So we'd love to have you participate. There's a bunch of videos out there and things for Clary thanking people. And I can't wait to get more involved in this thing as this thing has grown, and we'll grow all day long. Two people I want to introduce. First, back in the studio, since I'm at Chick-fil-A, the producer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, El Capitan, the captain of the ship, Mr. Orr24 on Twitter, number one in your heart, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. Got a lot of things going on over here, and in my experience in the past, at 6:13 in the morning, not a whole lot going on over there. But who knows, man? Maybe you got marching bands and people line up at the door with pitchforks and trying to get. I don't know what's going on over in the studio.
It's all quiet on the Western Front this morning, so we're good to go over here.
How was your day yesterday?
No, it was not too bad. Not too bad. Did that little show in the morning and took care of some things during the day. It was a relatively easy day.
Nothing of note.
Zero.
Nothing we need to discuss, know about.
Okay. Nope, nothing.
Probably some things we need to know about, but a little of this, a little of that anyway.
Sure, of course.
I got you. I want to get your thoughts here in this segment and the next segment about what we saw from the college football rankings last night, specifically about where Clemson is. And we're going to do that in a second. Let me bring on now our friend Herb Tyler of Chick-fil-A, who is very instrumental in all this and was very kind through all this to get involved, as Chick-fil-A always seemingly does. Good morning, Herb Tyler. How you doing?
Mickey,
uh-oh. There you go. Let me see if I got you here. How about that?
Hi, Mickey.
Uh-oh. Hold on here, Herb. Turn your mic on here for you. Is that any better?
You got me. Hey.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, good morning, Upstate. Thank you for being here. And I guess, Mickey, I want to give a little context about this. This isn't my doing. There's a group of students. You see them coming in right now. And as a matter of fact, a young lady named Sarah Prater. Or not Sarah Prater, Sarah Martin. Sarah Prater works for me, but Sarah Martin is actually a friend of Clary's. And what I found out is Clary has so many friends. And I cannot wait to meet him. And she contacted me wanting to do a spirit day. And when we found out what a huge need this deal is these students, and it's a group of students, have put this together. They've set the website. They've designed the T-shirts. They've contacted Tiger Town Graphics, who has donated this. They've gotten RUF involved. They've contacted WCCP to do this. But then we found out that this need is tremendous, huge. And look, I'm willing to donate a portion of the profits today, a portion of sales all day long, straight to that. But Sarah Martin is one who's instrumental in helping bring together this group of fantastic young people. And their mission, they see that this is going to be a long, long road for Clary. The thing about it is, for me, when I heard about it, and we did confirm there is a true need, the U Caring site, and this is what people always want to know, goes directly to a bank account at First Citizens, okay? And there is an auditor on that to ensure these funds are going to be used in that manner. And it's going to take everybody coming together. And Clemson community always does that, and Clemson people always do that. And so this isn't about Chick-fil-A doing this. This is about a group of students, and I hope you'll have a second in a minute to talk to Sarah about her why. And it just, for me, is emotional from the standpoint of, I know that you've experienced what long recoveries can be like, and the ups and the downs and the hardness, and even having to wait on this surgery and not knowing what it's going to even do and what recovery looks like. But if you go on the U Caring site, even if you only give a dollar, everything is going to help, because this is beyond one person. It's going to take a village to help this. And I appreciate WCCP doing that. And but these young people, and Sarah snuck off from me.
We'll get her today.
And I want you to.
We're here till 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know she's got an exam today.
Oh, really? How about that?
And so guys, the other ways that you can donate, when you come, Tiger Town Graphics, donate some T-shirts.
Tell me the T-shirts. What do you have here?
Yeah. Clemson for Clary. Clemson for Clary.
Cool. Back there.
And it's just got the people that are kind of really stepping up, the Roar cool. And RUF and Tiger Town Graphics, and
that's cool.
People that are just really wanting to help. And so the other part is if you want to donate, you can even come by here and say, hey, man, I want to give a little extra, or and there'll be a table set up to be able to do that. You can go straight to First Citizens Bank
that's
and
cool.
Say, hey, Clemson for Clary, Clary Miles, I want to do this, and Bill Harley and those will take care of it. But sorry for the long-windedness. I just want to give context to what they're doing. So, guys, I would ask you, please don't delay. And we'll go ahead and get this started. These young people, and I didn't set this goal, these young people have a goal of over $30,000.
Well, we'll do that.
And it's going to be way beyond that. But anyway, I sure appreciate y'all. And I can't wait to hear your take on how that college football ranking deal worked out, because I am shocked.
There's a lot of reasons for it. We'll tell them all about it all day long. Here's the thing I can tell you, too. Anybody who buys anything all day long here is contributing to this cause.
That's absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. And that's happening.
You guys are the best, man, as usual.
Okay.
Always appreciate
you
coming by.
Thank you, Mickey, and we'll talk to you later.
No doubt about it. Herb Tyler, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. We need to take our first break. We'll come back. I'll tell you more about what we're doing here and how we're doing it. We're also going to get into Zach, what are your thoughts on the college football playoff poll? I can go ahead and tell you, just looking at it, and the reason I had that thought beforehand was all the factors involved. And I totally understand and totally see it. It doesn't matter. Clemson and Miami are going to play each other. But I thought that was really cool. So we'll talk about that coming up. I told you, right in the middle of yesterday's show, a very good friend of mine, in one of our, I don't know if I can mention his name on the air, because one of our local advertisers sent me a text, and it said, went to engineersleep.com yesterday. Wow. Unbelievable. So another converted Engineered Sleep customer. I see it all the time. I hear it all the time. The beds are awesome. A custom designed bed just for you, sleeping just like you wouldn't believe. Really cool stuff. It's our great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Go by and get set up for a custom made mattress at engineeredsleep.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. College football ranking thoughts, college basketball thoughts, injury thoughts, a lot about the official visitors and what else happening. We'll do that and much, much more when you return to Chick-fil-A of Clemson. It's the Mickey Plotter Show. Raising money today for a great cause. Clary Miles will tell you more about that when you return after this.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the Material Handling Industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. Try the new spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's Meat and Cheese Board, perfect game day shareables. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Bud Light today. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than the Pendleton Tire Company. They are now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend will give your car that new car feel, quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from the Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. So give Joey or Zach a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at pendletontire.com.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
You found your dream home, and now it's time to find mortgage financing. It can be a daunting task. Just what do you look for? How about a Clemson grad born and raised in the upstate that knows the area and offers personalized mortgage experience? Start with Zeke Godfrey at Hanover Mortgage Company. With his 15-plus years in the mortgage industry, Zeke will make your home buying experience a breeze. Let Zeke guide you through the mortgage process smoothly and help get you in that dream home quickly. Call Zeke at Hanover Mortgage today, 864-516-1376.
Select used vehicles buy for $2,000, down 3.5% APR, 84 months, plus tax, tag, title, 224, closing fee with group credit.
Forget the malls. It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's Black Friday sale. And it's not for just one day. It's all month long, or until we sell out. Over 300 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Ralph Hayes Toyota has made a power purchase of 2017 Toyota Camrys that are Toyota certified and ready for delivery. 17 Camrys starting at $16,990 or just $199 a month while they last. You heard right. 17 Camrys starting at just $16,990 or $199 a month. Also, during our Black Friday all month long sales event, we have 2017 Corollas starting at $14,990 or just $175 a month. Where can you get America's best selling sedan for under $199 a month? Only at Ralph Hayes Toyota during our Black Friday all month long sale. Visit us online at RalphHayesToyota.com or give us a call 864-226-1571.
Ralph Hayes Toyota.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Doing a really cool thing all day long. Come out here to Chick-fil-A to learn more about Clarity Miles and what we're doing. Hey, the South Carolina DMVOnline.com is the place to find what's going on with the latest with the real ID stuff. Some are saying, do I need a real ID? What do I need to get a real ID? When do I need a real ID? What are the benefits of having a real ID? I can tell you this. This is pretty easy and pretty simple. You need to go to scdmvonline.com. That's a lot of letters, a lot of things. It's just South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles online. scdmvonline.com. Everything you need to know is there. What you need, when you need it, how you need it, the benefits of it, what are you qualified for, what do you already have, all that can be found online. And when you do, you search Real ID when you go to that site. But SCDMV, take care of that online, SCDMVonline.com to find out more. We're going to talk a lot in this segment about the college football playoff rankings. Let's get to our phone lines early and often today. I always love hearing from you. Always one of our priorities on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. That's where Bradley in Greenville is checking in. Hey, good morning, Bradley. Thanks for calling in. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Plyler, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Doing okay?
Yeah, scenario time. I do think on a neutral field in Charlotte, which is pretty much going to be a heavily favored Clemson team up there. You know, Clemson's going to travel. I don't see Miami bringing a lot of people up there. But, all right, Nick, here's the deal. Alabama loses to Auburn. They're done for the year. You don't see them in the SEC championship. But what if Georgia turns around and beats Auburn? Alabama's done. Wisconsin wins out. Miami's gone. Does Alabama drop out of the playoff? What do you see there?
All right. In that case, the winner of the Clemson-Miami game is in. Are you telling me that Oklahoma – yeah, well, does Oklahoma – are they going to win out? Is that under this scenario?
That's my question. What has to happen to have the Oklahoma State rematch?
All right. TCU would have to lose one of the next two games – for Oklahoma and Oklahoma State to play again. If not, TCU will go and play Oklahoma again. But let's assume that Oklahoma's in if they win out. Let's assume that, the winner of the Clemson-Miami game gets in. Let's assume, in that case scenario, Georgia gets in. And if Wisconsin goes undefeated, then I think
–
yeah, they're in and Alabama would be out in that scenario.
That would be a dream. I would love to see Alabama left out of this thing. And I tell you what, if Mullins goes for that, I mean, I don't know. I guess looking at Dabo down on the goal line last year in the national championship, you can easily just kick the field goal. But going for the win, I think Mullins should have went for that fourth and two. But, hey, man, it's all going to play out. And enjoy your show, man. And Mick, I followed you for years and years. You got to get back into recruiting like the old days. I know that you used to hustle and grind, man, but I used to miss the recruiting shows and all that good stuff, man. But look forward to seeing you on the remote sometime.
That sounds great. Stop by and see us, Brett. I always appreciate it. Very kind of you. That's a young man's world, and the national companies have kind of taken that stuff over. I always enjoy that stuff. I love getting out and watching football players, and always felt very confident in the evaluation part of it, and spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy doing that and honing that kind of stuff. I love doing that. But who knows, man? You never say never. Who knows? Might get back into that one day. Zach, one of the things that was brought up right then are scenarios. I think it's okay to start talking some scenarios now. Under that one, what he just mentioned, Wisconsin wins out, Oklahoma wins out, Georgia wins the SEC championship game against Auburn, not Alabama. If Alabama doesn't win their division and Alabama doesn't win the SEC and all the other everybody in would have been a conference champion, I think it's pretty clear Alabama would be left out. You agree or disagree with that?
It's crystal clear. Conference championships mean a lot in this year, especially. Right. And that was evident with how they ranked everybody last night.
All right. Now, I want to talk about rankings in a second. But look, Alabama, I think, is going to be in for a war at Auburn. And we're looking at the matchups in Jordan-Hare Stadium. With Alabama having issues on A, their offensive line in their passing game and how Auburn is going to pressure the passer and pressure Jalen Hurts, shutting down the running game. What we heard all the time was about Georgia's vaunted running game. Auburn shuts that down. They got after their quarterback. And Alabama's offensive line, I think, is a little bit better than Georgia's, but running game and personnel, I think Alabama and Georgia are mirror images of each other. On top of that, Alabama has issues in their secondary. I'm telling you right now, I think Auburn is going to beat Alabama, and I think Auburn's going to beat Georgia again. I think Auburn's in the college football playoffs. We'll talk about that at a later date. Here's what happened yesterday. By Clemson and Miami being ranked 2 and 3, in case that does happen, where Auburn would beat Alabama, or in that case, maybe Georgia beat Alabama, what it opened up was something very, very important that wasn't mentioned last night, and that is the Clemson-Miami winner. If Clemson wins this week and beats South Carolina, if Miami beats Pittsburgh and beats Virginia, then the winner of the Clemson-Miami game, if Alabama falls, is set up to, not necessarily guaranteed, but set up to be number one. And thus, the winner of that game goes to New Orleans rather than Pasadena. And if you're a Clemson fan, the road to being the top-ranked team is a lot easier as far as you and plane flights and drives and tickets and things along these lines. So, Zach, I thought that was a factor last night. First time it came out, that's one of the first things popped in my head is now, if things can play out a certain way, there's only two things that have to happen now for Clemson to play in New Orleans rather than play in Pasadena.
So you went with the travel restrictions thought process right away. Which I like.
Consider my wife.
I enjoy it.
My wife and I have had these conversations. and we were on Expedia, Travelocity, Southwest. We're on all these things. And considering that flights to New Orleans right now would be about, with taxes and everything, about $350 a piece, that's $700 for two of us, as opposed to $1,500. Yeah, man, about twice as much to travel out there, and then you got to think that hotels and all is going to be more expensive in California and all that.
Now you can drive to New Orleans if you want to.
Yeah, not a terrible ride. I've ridden to New Orleans several times. That's not terrible to do that. But in other words, a lot easier trip for Clemson fans rather than Pasadena. It's one of the first things that crossed my mind. Again, all that contingent upon winning, because if you don't win, you're not in. But that's one of the things that crossed my mind. There's a path now for Clemson to go to New Orleans instead of Pasadena.
Absolutely.
What were your takeaways from the polls last night?
Frankly, I was a little surprised. I didn't see Clemson being at number two. I thought they would stay put, maybe go to the three or four slot, somewhere in there. The two was definitely a surprise to me.
I was not shocked. I didn't have them number two, but I think about this committee and what they do and how they do it, and I thought that Kirby made a great point last night when he talked about the road wins that Clemson has that Miami does not have. The other thing that really has not been mentioned is in their common opponents. Now, it's not fair. We talked about this last week. Common opponents is not the most important thing because playing a team at home in September is different than playing a team on the road in November. It's different. We know that. But in looking at it, one of the aspects that he talked about is, or that he didn't talk about, was the head-to-head stuff and who Miami has played compared to who Clemson has played. And in looking at common opponents, Clemson beat Florida State worse than Miami beat Florida State. Now Miami beat them in Tallahassee. Clemson beat them here in Clemson. Clemson beat they lost to Syracuse where Miami beat Syracuse. Clemson beat Virginia Tech. Not quite, but right around the same thing. Both of them beat about two touchdowns, I think. And Clemson beat Georgia Tech worse than Miami beat Georgia Tech. And then the idea that road games, so far this season on the road, Miami beat Duke. They did beat Florida State. They beat North Carolina. So they've only had those road games so far. They'll get their fourth road game coming up this week or next week at Pittsburgh, whereas Clemson has gone and beaten Louisville. Well, one of those, the most important ones, beating Virginia Tech and then beating NC State on the road. So, and having a chance to beat South Carolina on the road. And then the overall body of work, we've talked about this before. Where was Miami impressive up until 2 weeks ago compared to Clemson being more impressive? That didn't totally shock me.
That's why we do these on a week-to-week basis, though, isn't it? Like, they were impressive up to 2 weeks ago. And these last 2 weeks, they've been among, if not one of the best team in the country, Miami has. It to me when they
for 2 weeks though.
Yeah, I understand
when
that.
Look, but it's, it's a complete body of work though.
Kirby last night referenced Clemson's win against Auburn earlier in the season. That Auburn team that we played way early in the season is entirely different from what this Auburn team is right now. Everybody, you know that, and I know that. Everybody knows that. I was surprised to see Clemson that high. I really truthfully thought Miami would be ranked ahead of them going into this week.
Well, in the argument of Miami and Clemson, that's going to wash out. Because they're going to play each other. So who's two and who's three is not important. I think the important thing is that those teams are ahead of Oklahoma right now. Because no matter who wins, whoever wins the Clemson-Miami game is going to be ranked ahead of the other one. So that's not even a factor right now. My thing would, why are those ranked ahead of Oklahoma? And while, well, look, Clemson's different than they were against Auburn that day. But Clemson played at home. Now, one of the things, and I think that if you watch the basketball stuff last night at halftime of the first game and then during the show itself for the college football playoffs, I think Kurt Herbstreit made a great point. Miami at home the last 2 weeks, that place has been rocking. What will it be this week? What will it be at Pittsburgh? Who knows? Auburn this past week would have beat everybody in the country. Auburn would have beat Clemson this past week. Auburn would have beat Alabama. They would have obviously beat Georgia. They'd be the number one team in the country. Nobody was going to go into the Plains, go into Jordan-Hare and beat Auburn. Same thing with Clemson beat Auburn earlier in the year, that Clemson was rocking that night and the home field advantage through all that. That's why you got to look at body of work. To me, the major difference in who Auburn was that night, the two major differences, is that Auburn at home compared to playing at Clemson. And then the other side of it is Auburn did not have Kerryon Johnson, who looked really, really good, but they don't have their other guy this past weekend. They didn't have their number one back from last year this past weekend against Georgia. What's the big back's name, Zach? Help me out.
Petway.
Petway didn't play against Georgia where he played against Clemson. So, who knows as far as that goes. In the end, yeah, every team's different. Just like I thought Devin made a good point yesterday. Louisville, when Clemson went and played Louisville up there in that atmosphere, remember that was game day, that was 8 o'clock, that was on the road. That's a different Louisville team that then eventually gave up at some point in time. But, sure. You know, but Miami did beat Florida State in Tallahassee, and that's definitely different than Clemson beating Florida State late in the season in Clemson. So there's a lot of moving parts in there. That's why I think it's very important to look at the body of work as a whole. I'm going to tell you one game that in Miami's favor when Miami beat Duke earlier this year on the road on that Friday night game, that was a different Duke team too. Duke was playing much better football then, and that was an impressive win that they don't get a whole lot of credit for because later in the season, Duke kind of falls apart. All those are very difficult to do. I think I personally think that I understand, and while you might not agree with it, I understand what they're doing and how they're trying to do it. I was very adamant that I thought that Auburn would have been ranked ahead of Georgia because of head-to-head. I mean, who in the right mind could come back and rank Georgia ahead of Auburn? I was glad to see that. I was surprised that Ohio State was at 9. I thought they'd have been at 8 ahead of Notre Dame from this past weekend. But thank goodness that – and both those teams had 2 losses, but and 1 blowout loss for Notre Dame, a 1-point loss, and then a 2 blowout losses for Ohio State. So I'm glad to see that happen. And the other thing that we started talking about last night that we've been talking about on this show for quite some time is 2 lost teams because Auburn certainly has a very clear path now. And just in case – I think Notre Dame's out. I think Ohio State has a much easier road than Ohio State. I think Notre Dame is out. I think you can eliminate them from what we saw, you know, and what the staff is talking about, what the committee's talking about now. So, anyway, a lot to do, man. I was encouraged by now we can talk certain scenarios, and we're going to talk some of those scenarios when we come back. Also, we're going to talk about what happens with the injuries at Clemson now, who plays, who doesn't play, what's at stake, what all happens there. We can talk much more about the official visits. I've got the official visit list, and I have the unofficial visit list, or not unofficial, the unofficial visitors might be coming in, and then the early enrollees that will be coming in. Bradley from Greenville talked about getting back in recruiting. Quickly, let me tell you this. Zach, you have at Clemson this weekend 6 5-star official visitors. How does that get your blood going a little bit at 6:41 in the morning?
Wild.
Cade Mays, Jamari Sawyer, Justin Ross, Tyreek Johnson, Trevor Lawrence, Xavier Thomas. 6 5-star official visitors, 2 already committed. I think 2 kind of lean and 1 very important one. That's awesome. You have 5 4-stars. You got 11 4- and 5-stars visiting Clemson this weekend on official visits. So can't wait to tell you more about that coming up. The good friends of ours at Canty Foundation, Canty Foundation Specialists, C-A-N-T-E-Y, they want to take care of you when it comes to your crawl spaces, your basements, any of the things, the wet things that are going on underneath your home. It's our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists, Canty Foundation Specialist. The CantyCanFixIt.com. They come in, they encapsulate your crawl spaces. They make sure they dry them all out. The wintertime, there's things you need to do underneath your home about closing your vents and things you need to do underneath your home about your frozen pipes and things on these lines. But I'm going to tell you about what Roto-Rooter says about that later on. But the bottom line is you can't have mold and mildew underneath your home. Let Canty come in and take care of that along with everything else they can do as far as the foundations goes. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty. CanFixIt.com. All right, come by and see us. We'd love to have you. YouCaring.com/Clary. That's Y-O-U. Caring.com. YouCaring.com/Clary. That's C-L-A-R-Y. The Clemson native, Daniel graduate, Clemson freshman, who had the automobile accident on October 3rd and all kinds of internal injuries and things going on. We're raising money for it. We have T-shirts here, $10 T-shirts. The causes, all the benefits, all the money goes to that. Everything you buy here at Chick-fil-A, portions of their proceeds will go to it as well. This is a really cool deal, and we're going to be here all day long. In our third hour, I'll let Sarah Martin tell you more about what they're doing and how they're doing it. When we come back, let's open up phone lines. Your thoughts on the official visit stuff, your thoughts on the college football playoffs. It's the Mickey Plotter Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
Join Kelly and Brad Singer this Friday from noon to 3 at Smoking Pig in Pendleton. We'll have Citadel tickets to give away and talk to the farmers that make the best barbecue. This Friday from noon to 3 at Smoking Pig.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Imagine building your dream home without having to worry about rising interest rates.
Hi, I'm Christy Ross with AgSouth Mortgages. If you're considering building your dream home, AgSouth specializes in a one-time closing construction to perm loan.
Looking to escape the hustle and bustle of the city with your own recreational or hunting property? I'm William Gable with AgSouth Farm Credit. We offer up to a 20-year fixed-rate land loan. Call us at AgSouth at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 480-519. Some restrictions apply.
Roto-Rooter proudly presents Tigers for Babies, a 5K event November 19th at the Esso Club. With Clemson First Lady Beth Clements as the honorary chair, Tigers for Babies and the 5K supports the March of Dimes and their mission to give every baby a fighting chance. After the 5K, join us at the Esso Club for an award celebration, silent auction, food and drink, and more. Tigers for Babies in support of the March of Dimes. November 19th from proud Clemson alumni at Roto-Rooter. Fight Tigers, fight!
If your business relies on dependable transportation from your medium and heavy-duty fleet trucks, then Advanced Maintenance should be your next call. Advanced Maintenance is a preferred service provider for ARI, CDI, Element, Donlin, Penske, and many other fleet management companies. Their fleet management program streamlines all your fleet service needs so you don't have to. And they even do box truck and trailer repairs. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi Equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Hey everybody, have you heard the news? Diamonds and Gold Direct has been voted the best jewelry store in Anderson for the third year in a row. The people of Anderson know a great jewelry store, and by stopping by, you'll see why everybody voted for Diamonds and Gold Direct. Great price, great selection, and great service made us number one. Located in the Belvedere Plaza, across the street from the mall.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We'll tell you about our friends at FilterEasy.com. I'll tell you, there's a lot of people think of great names for companies and great things for companies, and I think FilterEasy just hit a home run with their name because it's Filter Easy. I'd like to think that I stay on top of my filters at my home, but I know that's not true. I like to think that I rotate my tires enough and change my oil enough, but all those things aren't true. I like to think I do get my physical and do other things. But look, preventive maintenance, we don't do a lot of that. We wait till things break down. Don't do that. Filter Easy can get you everything you need. You know, taking care of the allergy, the airborne allergens that are in the air, making sure your air conditioner runs more efficient, making sure that you have savings on your power bill every single month. Filters, changing it a minimum of four times a year is key to that. That's why Filter Easy makes it as easy as pie. They deliver it straight to your home. And by delivering to your home, you just, when they deliver it to my home that day, I put it in. And so you can't beat that. Go get started today. Go to FilterEasy.com. They're offering all Mickey Plotter listeners their very first delivery of a standard one-inch air filter for free and free shipping. So never forget to change your air filter ever again. Visit FilterEasy.com/WCCP. FilterEasy.com. Put in the promo code WCCP on their homepage, and that will take care of that. Let's get to Scott up first on our Northland Communication phone line. Scott, I appreciate you hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Mickey Plotter, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm great. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. I got a few questions for you. Do you think Alabama is the number one team in the country?
No.
No.
I don't.
Okay. If Clemson has kept their number two ranking because of their resume, correct?
According to the committee last night, yeah, their body of work, their resume, and that's what they're doing. I mean, they're things they consider. Yes, that's why Clemson's number two in this poll.
Okay. If Auburn wins out, they're going to be in the playoffs, correct?
Yes.
And if Clemson loses to Miami, you're telling me that you're going to put an Auburn team that Clemson beat in the playoff over Clemson?
Yeah, because they would have won their division and would have won their conference championship, whereas Clemson would not have won their conference championship.
Even though Clemson's resume is much better than Auburn's?
Well,
and they beat
right now, it might be. It might be right now, but consider this. The scenario you're talking about is Auburn would have beaten Georgia, Alabama, and Georgia over a four-week period. And that'd be pretty doggone impressive.
Well, I think they pretty much proved so that football's matchups. So Auburn matches up really good or Georgia matches up really bad with Auburn, whichever way you want to look at it. And Alabama's not the number one team in the country, even though Alabama's a decent team, Alabama's not the number one team in the country. So how impressive
now,
are they?
You and I. No,
they beat them at the plane.
Actually, Scott, according to the committee, Alabama is the number one team in the country. So in this scenario, Auburn would have beaten the number one team in the country twice. So, they'd be the number one Georgia team and the number one Alabama team. They'd be in the playoffs. Yeah.
At home, Mickey. In the playoffs.
That's a big part. But Scott, Clemson would have beat Auburn at home.
Right.
Would you think? I will guarantee you this much right now. I doubt very seriously Clemson would have gone on the plains last week and beaten Auburn. The way, Auburn's going to beat every team in the country last week.
I mean, I believe Auburn's there, but I just – how they're going to determine who's in this Final Four with these two lost teams is ridiculous. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. And I'm not complaining against Auburn making it, Clemson not. I'm just throwing these questions out there just to talk with you a little bit and see. But we just win, we take care of business, and we're good. And I'm looking – finally, man, the ACC championship game means something,
Well, it's meant something the last 3 years because the ACC champion has gotten in. Florida State got in. An undefeated Florida State got in 3 years ago. And then the last 2 years – if you remember now – let me make sure I'm right by saying this.
It's meant something to one team the last 3 years. It ain't meant something to both teams. And you talked about a hard ticket to get. It's going to be a hard ticket to get.
Yeah, remember now when Florida State beat Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's ranked 12th. They weren't getting in, but they were ranked 12th at the time. The last 2 years, North Carolina was ranked 8th, and they were a one-loss team. And there was a lot of people thinking that North Carolina would have jumped. I don't think they would have, but they were playing for a little bit.
Nah.
And then last year, Virginia Tech was ranked 10th. And, there's some talk about it. Yeah. Now, that being said, look, Miami and Clemson still have 2 weeks of work to take care of before then because I can see a scenario where they turn over, don't play well, but they don't run out, and Clemson turns over and doesn't play well, and they don't win in Columbia. So there's a lot of work to do between them too.
Yeah, we both got tough road games because I think Miami goes to Pittsburgh, which will be tough.
Yeah,
for them to
Pittsburgh's not very good, but cold, and that'll be a 12:30 game on a Friday, and you know, day to day.
Well, I think Miami's proven that they're not going to show up against. I think Miami's proven they're not going to show up against some bad teams too, and they're going to struggle to win. But I mean, they've won
on the road.
But,
who knows?
You know, they had a. Yeah, I know it, man. All right, have a good day, man. We'll see you.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call. I'm much more comfortable as each week gets here. I'm much more comfortable talking about scenarios now. The first week that was out there, when the first college football playoff poll came out, and we had, you know, Oklahoma State was in it, TCU was in it, Notre Dame was in it. You know, Georgia was number one and undefeated. As these things play out, the scenarios wind down. The number of teams that can make it now wind down. And what Scott was complaining about, I think, was the idea of a two-loss team making it. But a two-loss Auburn team, there is no argument against. They would have beaten two number one teams in the last 2-3 weeks of the regular season and beaten a team that, if Georgia beats Kentucky and Georgia Tech, will be ranked fourth, fifth, or sixth in that ranks. They would have beaten, over the last week of the season, they've beaten three top five teams in the last 4 weeks of the season. So, no, there is no argument against Auburn, a two-loss Auburn team. Auburn, remember their losses. One of them would have been against, going into it, the number right now, currently the number two team in the country, on the road by 8 points. Yeah, by 8 points. And then the other one, they had a 20-point lead in Baton Rouge and didn't play very well and got beat there. So, no, there's no argument against Auburn if they win this week. Beat Alabama and beat Georgia. Zach, I can't say. I mean, there's nobody can argue that, beating two number ones and a number four or five in the last 4 weeks of regular season. I don't think Zach might be on the phone there, but there's no hard arguing against that. To me, in looking at the rankings and looking at teams that still have a chance, I think you can – you know what? It didn't hit me till yesterday, and I didn't even think about it until the playoff guys started talking about it on the ESPN show last night. But I don't think you can discount Southern Cal right now. There is a path for Southern Cal. Southern Cal went out. Southern Cal win the Pac-12, and Oklahoma lose again. Wisconsin lose. You know, Clemson, Miami loser, you know, winner maybe lose before then, something like that. There's some scenarios where a two-loss Southern Cal team sitting there in 11 still has kind of a path up in there. I think that Ohio State still has kind of a path. I don't want this to be the case, but I can draw you the scenarios out there where Ohio State makes it. I don't like drawing it, but I can draw the plans to show you how Ohio State can make it.
What's the most likely scenario going forward?
Okay, all right. I personally think that Auburn beats Alabama. You agree or disagree?
You believe Auburn's going to beat Alabama?
Yeah, let me talk you into that, okay?
Please do.
Auburn matches up really well with Alabama. If in watching Alabama this year, it's obvious Alabama has some issues out there. Alabama's issues, Auburn really matches up well with them. All right. They have linebacker issues, and man, we saw that here in Clemson. All that misdirection, all that motion, all that screen stuff, all the stuff they run, the hurry up, no huddle that they're running, that really pressures linebackers. On offensively, Auburn, Alabama has a very difficult time throwing the ball downfield. They have a very difficult time protecting the quarterback, and Mississippi State really exploited that. And, man, Auburn really gets after the quarterback. Their big deal is running the football. And Auburn just showed you up front with that front seven. They shut Georgia's running game down. And if you can shut Georgia's running game down, I think you got a decent chance of shutting Alabama's running game down too. And the game is being played in Auburn with all the momentum in the world and everything in the world to play for. I think right now Auburn's playing better than Alabama. And so I think that – so can I convince you of the scenario that, yes, Auburn can beat Alabama?
Okay, we'll say they can beat them.
All right. In that case, the winner of the Auburn-Georgia game's in. I think Clemson and Miami went out, and the winner of that game gets in. I don't think anybody's beating Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is going to win out and get in. And in that case, if Wisconsin loses, which I think they will to Ohio State, Then you got to pick between a one-loss Alabama team, a two-loss Ohio State team that won a championship, a two-loss Southern Cal team or Washington team, and Notre Dame's out. That's where we're going to have a two-loss champion, a two-loss college football playoff team. I think that's a very big, big – you agree with that scenario or not?
You think we're going to have a two-loss champion? That's the most likely scenario right now.
I mean, right now, I'd rather have a two-loss champion get in than an Alabama. I got to get in a break. We're going to talk about it. So keep that thought, man. It's maddening to think about, but keep that thought. When we come back, Sarah Martin's going to join us. We're raising money for Clary Miles. We've got a lot going on here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, a lot of different ways you can give. We'll tell you how.